New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. It's good to be back. Finally back after a couple of days off. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Yeah, good. I'll never take you for granted again. I say this every time you've gone after push the buttons.
What happened?
Oh, nothing disastrous, you know. It's just there's a lot going on and lots of different, you know, lots of plates spinning behind the desk there. And Creva makes it seem so effortless, you know, but there's a lot to think about. And every time that I have to do it, I think, wow. Thank God Crevo normally does this.
You know what? I'll take a compliment. I'm feeling on top of the world already off that. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
How was Thornton over the weekend?
Oh, you know.
Vibing?
The same as every other day.
Nothing out of the ordinary happened?
No. I went for a run. I didn't even run in Thornton. So
oh.
I didn't even stay there.
Exotic.
So, yeah.
Did you go for a drive for a run?
Yes.
Or did you? Okay, interesting. You're like, oh, there's a spot, a park I want to run around or something. You're like, I'm going there.
Well, when you're going to run for an hour,
yeah.
You got to make it interesting.
Yeah, right. You don't want to see your own suburb.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
That's yes,
a bit
exactly.
Rude to Thornton.
Oh,
anyway.
Well, should be right.
Yeah, definitely.
It sounds like a terrible way to spend a weekend, going for a run for an hour, personally.
Yeah,
but
you were buzzing all around Newcastle, weren't you?
I'm myself.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, Siobhan's first weekend here, so
you got to show it off.
Oh, well, that's it. We were go for the whole weekend. Didn't really get a rest, but it was good. Like, it was
nice.
Lots of exciting things and, like, really filled out the weekend.
That's always good activities. Love it.
Barrick and come 9:05, straight for a nap this morning.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, we can sort all of that out behind the scenes, I'm sure. I had a busy one too. Went down the Central Coast, visited the parents at the farm, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Did a little Korean barbecue situation as
yum.
Which is one of my favourites to do.
You love a Korean barbecue.
Oh, it's so good. So, so good. Something about it. I don't know.
You shouldn't be charged more of having to cook yourself, but, Crevo. Something against it, like.
You know what? I wasn't because I did it at home.
Oh, okay. That's
so
all right.
I sorted that problem out because I'm like, no way they're getting me again.
They
know how to sting you, don't they?
They always do it. Such a little gimmick, isn't it? Such a schmick. You always fall for
these
it.
These are tiny, tiny tongs. Double the money. plus a few other things we'll get into later in the show. But a little news chat up next, of course, as you wake up with the Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Massive day yesterday, of course, Jess, at McDonald Jones Stadium. Run us through it.
Huge day, massive crowd. There were so many people there yesterday at McDonald Jones Stadium, about 27,000 to watch a huge afternoon of footy. We had the New South Wales Cup. We had the NRLW. The ladies faced quite a tough test. They're up against the Gold Coast Titans, who are at the top of the leaderboard, unbeaten so far this season. But now they are, because the Knights walloped them at 22-10.
Isn't that a lovely
awesome
thing to say?
See. Walloped.
And also, unbeaten so far.
Until they met the Knights.
That's right.
Exactly. It was a fantastic game of footy. Tamika Upton, she finished the Knights' awesome performance with a runaway try late in the second half to steal the win, 22-10. Then, of course, we had the boys taking on the Bulldogs. They kept Canterbury to just one try at home, McDonald Jones, 42-6, which was awesome. But, unfortunately, we may have possibly lost Jackson Hastings for up to a month, maybe longer. We saw him go down the field, literally looked like he was writhing in pain, not a happy man at all, and it looks like he suffered a pretty nasty ankle injury. He's getting some scans today, but it was a hip drop tackle, which was the same kind of tackle that put him out last season when he was playing with the West Tigers. So not good at all, but hopefully he's not out for too long and we have him back.
Yeah, fingers crossed, because, you know, we need him come finals, you know. I don't
That's
what I've been saying.
It feels like a bit of a taboo word to say, given the start of the season the Knights had, but
look,
six in a row now.
Don't be flying. Stephen likes ruling things out too early, you know, and I'm like, just come on, you've got to be a glass half full type of person.
I gave them absolutely no chance.
I know.
They're charging.
Look at them go.
Exactly. Look at them go. Switching gears a little bit, there's been police investigations after an accident Adam Sound Markets yesterday, Jess.
Yes, I saw a few posts about this on social media yesterday. Lots of emergency services at the markets on Narara Road yesterday morning. Apparently, one of the stall owners who was aged in her 90s, she hit some of the stalls with her car while she was reversing.
Oofed.
She didn't hit anybody, but of course, people freaked out, jumped out of the way, fell to the ground. So there were a couple of ladies who were taken to hospital for treatment. There was another woman who was treated for shock, and the driver was taken to hospital for all the mandatory testing sort of things. So not what you want when you're going to the markets on a Sunday morning.
Relaxing Sunday.
Exactly. Yeah.
Suddenly all chaos breaks loose.
Literally.
Well, I'm glad that, you know, it seems like everyone's fine at this point.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the main thing, really. All right. And, of course, full news update again at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Agree. Well, of course, in the soccer world, everyone's talking about the Women's World Cup.
Of course.
And rightfully so, but bubbling along in the background is the Australia Cup, of course.
Yeah,
so
right.
We spoke last week to Jacob Dowse ahead of their Round of 32 clash. Of course, the Jets Round of 32 clash against Brisbane Roar, which is on tonight. So, 7:30, Maitland Regional Sports Ground. They obviously get to see, like, two top-flight A-League clubs against each other in a ground like Maitland. Get there. If
it's a great opportunity.
If you're near the area, it is like an unreal opportunity. I'll be there. I'll be making the trip to Maitland.
Well, you're one of the stretcher bearers, right?
I am, yes.
So you're employed, mate.
Well, yeah, volunteering, but it's our first hit out of the season.
That's right. You've got to be there.
I mean, it's a warm-up game for us, you know. We really got to make sure that we're dotting all our I's and crossing all our T's ahead of, you know, the regular season beginning. But, yeah, two top-flight teams playing at Maitland Regional Sports Ground. You don't get opportunities like that very often.
That's right. And if you heard that chat with Dowsey, you know, they're in good form, and you'd be thinking, geez, when can I watch them? Then now's the time.
And, of course, if you didn't hear that chat with Dowsey, you can catch up, of course, on the New FM website. We got the podcast there. You can listen to it on demand at your own convenience.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you want. You just search the Novo's Dowsey chat or whatever and you'll find it.
I'm sure you'll find it.
You know how to use the internet. You're not an idiot. Come on. Get amongst it. New FM.
And Crevo, fast food lovers rejoice, right? Because the world's third largest burger chain coming to Australia. So, it's been announced that Wendy's, of course, which is like obviously a massive chain in the US.
Yeah.
Want to come to Australia. They're planning to open 200 stores.
Whoa.
Over the next, like, they're going to expand pretty quick. I think they want 200 stores open by 2034.
That's very fast. I mean, now, I'm not saying that it's a sort of a guarantee either, because remember Starbucks came out here so ambitious and so sure of themselves, how they were going to take over cafe culture in Australia? Didn't really work out how they planned, did it?
Well, you see it all the time. Those companies expand too large too quickly. Even in, like, I remember when I was living in Perth.
Yeah.
We had over there, we don't have them anymore. When Pie Face, like the pie chain, first came to WA.
So yeah.
Obviously, you see them every 50 metres in Sydney and stuff.
Yeah,
like, they're all over the shop.
Massive.
They opened up in Perth and they did a similar thing. Tried to open heaps in the city and they only lasted probably 6 months.
There you go.
And then they put all their funds into opening all these stores without establishing themselves.
Yeah.
And found themselves in trouble. But yeah, so I reckon, I mean, Wendy's is probably a bit of a more well-known name, household name, I suppose.
Yeah, it's not known in Australia that well. Everyone thinks of Wendy's because of the, it's like the hot dog and milkshake place.
This
is totally different. It's nothing to do with them at all. I've actually tried it. It's pretty good burgers. Like, I think there's better at, like, you know, local burger shops.
Yeah, okay.
But it's, in my view, it's better than, like, McDonald's.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think they...
But they're not gourmet.
My understanding is Wendy's had a pop-up shop in Sydney for a bit.
Yeah.
Like, I think 2021 or 2020 or something like that. And that did quite well, which is then, led them to believe that they can, you know, that the market's rife for their introduction,
their
I suppose.
I think it's a bit of, you know, obviously when they... Because they've been around for quite a long time in America.
Yeah.
When they came out, people were like, oh, yeah, this is better than, say, your standard McDonald's burger. There's got more ingredients. The patties are bigger and stuff like that. But if you compare it to, like, your gourmet burger type places, they're not even close.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
Like your Newey Burger Co. and stuff like that.
Well, I haven't tried them, so yeah. Interesting thought there. But, yeah, they reckon this expansion is going to really kick off 2025.
Mm.
So that's still, like, 18 months away or whatever. And then, yeah, 200 stores by 2034. And, I mean, even if they do open their first store in 2025 here in Newcastle, it'll still be open quicker than El Porto and Macy's. It'll
that
still
is
be
a guarantee.
Open beforehand.
That's a guarantee. UFM.
1, 2, 3. On UFM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
All right, so this is a really easy game. If you haven't heard this one, get amongst it, right?
Yeah, it's super, super simple. And if you haven't heard it before, I mean, where on earth have you been? Because
great question.
There's not many places where the early bird truly does get the worm. But
that's
here
right.
At UFM, for local Novocastrians who are up early battling, we got free stuff for you just for putting your detective hat on, essentially.
Straight out the gate. So all you got to do is figure out what is the theme between three things that we give you. And if you can do that faster than another person, you win yourself prizes. So let's get in with an example, if you will.
All right.
I've got one for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Nutri-Grain, Coco Pops, Special K.
Steven, so of course your name is your buzzer, so I buzzed in.
Yep.
I think they're cereals.
Done. Perfect. You get a point.
How good's that? Now, of course, up for grabs today, Crevo. For something so simple like that, you can get yourself two tickets to our VIP opening of Inferno at the corner of Charlestown Square. Now, you were already on your way to see family on Wednesday, but I went to our preview screening of Gran Turismo.
Yeah, yeah.
These listener events, you want to get there. You see how the other half live. They roll out the red carpet for your photo wall.
Yeah.
You get to be at this little, like, exclusive special event.
Yeah, and Inferno, they're doing all the good pizzas and passes. You're going to get to sample some of this new food that they got. You're going to be living the high life.
Some fine wine as well, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Plus, of course. But wait, there's more. I feel like a steak knife salesman.
Oh, my
salesman.
God. Get
because
around it.
Everyone involved in the show today could be off to see the Knights. The Mighty Knights are taking on the Rabbitohs. They're playing next Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium. Six in a row. This game's already sold out by all accounts. So
you want to get some tickets because these ones are for free and they're sold out.
That doesn't get much more exclusive than that.
Exactly.
The number you need to call, 4967-4105. You want to go see the Knights, you want to go try some fine dining, some fine Italian food, this is the place to be this morning. 4967-4105. We need two Novocastrians to battle it out for three of a kind on the other side of this. Now, Crevo, up next, gonna have to put some of the tabloids on flames. Unfortunately, don't love doing it, but they've rubbed me the wrong way, particularly about their advertising. I just, you know what? I need to get up on my soap and I need to have a bit of a whinge. That's all it is.
Okay, we'll do that next. Now, though, let's give away some free stuff.
1, 2, 3. On UFM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, if you haven't heard this game before, basically we...
Where have you been?
Well, a good question, but more welcome to the show, firstly. Let's do that. All you have to do is figure out what is the theme between three things that we give you, three words, if you will, and you just go to use your detective skills and sort of work it out. What is the theme between them? You yell your name out as your buzzer, and if you get it right, point on the board, rather. First to two, best of three. That's sort of the mechanics behind it. But let's meet our contestants for this morning who are vying for some pretty sweet prizes.
Yeah, they absolutely are, of course. The winner this morning off to VIP opening of Inferno at the corner of Charles. Down Square, which is very nice. Of course, some fine Italian food, some nice wine there as well.
Just red carpeting it, you know.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
Get to see how the other half live. Plus, of course, everyone on the show in the draw for some Knights tickets, which is always a nice little sweetness.
Yeah,
so, like you said, two Novocastrians vying for those prizes this morning. First, we head to Cliff Lee, where we meet Jody. Good morning, Jody.
Morning.
How was your weekend? Get up to much exciting?
Not too much, just working and waking up to rain every morning.
Ah, bugger that. Well, we can try and make this week a bit more exciting than your weekend, of course, with some tickets to Inferno. You're a bit of an Italian fan. Pizza or pasta, you reckon, Jody?
I like those.
Well, you know what? I reckon they can sort that out for you.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's all possible. Now, up against you is Paula from Bar Beach. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, guys.
You ready to take on three of a kind?
I sure am.
Excellent. You got this.
All right. Well, of course, we've met both our contestants. Before we get into the game, a bit of housekeeping. We do need to test the technology, Crevo.
Yes.
That being buzzers. Now, ladies, your name is your buzzer. Jody, let's test yours first.
Jody.
Yep, lovely. Paula.
Paula.
footballer.
Yeah, we love that. All right, well, with that out the way, let's get into it. Like Crevo said, the scoring works. It's first to two, best out of three. Best of luck to both our contestants this morning. Your first one is Kermit, Gonzo, Miss Piggy.
Seventh
grade. Well, I need a name as a buzzer.
Paula. Sorry,
Sesame Street. Yeah, one on the board. Well done.
All right, here we go.
One to Paula. We're on the move here.
We just tested the technology as well. That's always the way, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
As soon as you need it, it just doesn't work for some reason. All right, well, one on the board to Paula. Your next one is, guys, Muay Thai, Karate, Kung Fu.
Paula,
quickest again?
Karate.
Well, we can't take karate.
No,
let's move
absolutely
to
that
Jody.
Is
do you want to have a crack?
No, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, we're looking for martial arts.
Okay.
Obviously.
All right.
All right.
Next
well,
one.
Still one on to Paula. Jody yet to hit the scoreboard. Your next one is pizza, barbecue, chicken crimpy.
Jody,
quickest there.
Potato chips.
I can't take potato chips, unfortunately.
Absolutely wrong.
Paula, do you have an answer?
Shapes biscuit?
Yeah, shapes is correct. Well done, Paula.
Finally, we got there. Wowee.
Congratulations. You're off to our VIP opening of Inferno, Charlestown, of course.
You're going to be living the VIP high life, Paula. Are you ready?
Oh, absolutely. Bring it on. I'm ready for it.
Nice one.
That's what we love to hear.
Get your best frock out. I'll be wearing mine, that's for sure.
And of course, as a consolation, I suppose, everyone on the show today in the draws for some Knights tickets. So you never know, Jody might get her hands on some Knights tickets as well.
Absolutely possible. New FM.
Trevor, I'm going to get on my soap. Going to have a little bit of a moan and a whinge and a rant.
That's all right. I'm here for you.
On Friday.
Safe space.
I appreciate the support. On Friday, I was going through and doing my daily news scroll.
Yeah,
basically having a look at all the news sites and the tabloids, just see what's going on. Obviously, it's handy in general to be across what's happening in the world, particularly in our field of work, though, where you want to be able to be, fluent on everything that's happening currently in the world. You want to be able to talk about it and express it, because that's half our job.
Exactly.
So, I was doing my scroll, I noticed that the ad banners on these sites are getting bigger and bigger, right? And they used to be like a little pop-up that you could just cross off or, there was like a little banner on the slide, a sliver. Basically didn't affect your scrolling experience at all. But they've slowly been getting bigger and bigger. The reverse chip effect, almost. You get less and less chips in your
every
packet.
Every time.
You're getting more and more ads on your news sites. Now, I'm going to hand a photo over to you here, Crevo.
This is like a screenshot, is it?
No, just a photo I took of the computer desk. So news.com.au is the one I'm putting there as the main example. Now, you can see the banner there.
Yeah.
I just want a quick reaction from you, Kramer. maybe a percentage. How big do you reckon that's taking up the site?
It's over 50% ad. And one big ad too. And now I want to go to Europe.
Well, that's what they're advertising. It's some travel ad, of course. But I reckon it is taking up, 60%, maybe 65% of that screen is this one big banner ad.
You can't
even see the news stories.
It'd be like if you went to, event cinemas at Charlestown to watch a movie, and the first hour and a half was an ad, and then the second hour and a half was, was the actual movie.
Yeah, that's it. You're not going to sit there and spend half your time looking at ads, are you?
I mean, some would say that's what the Barbie movie is. Not me, of course. What some would say.
Discourse floating about, of course. Not from you and I.
No, of course not. What a fabulous film.
I just think ridiculous, though, and I understand, it is a business at the end of the day.
Sure.
I understand they've got to make a dollar. And for us to keep news free, because, I'm not buying a paper or anything like that.
Right.
I am getting this service for free. So I understand that with me not having to pay for it, costs come from somewhere else.
Yeah,
and they
do
have to advertise. Don't get me wrong. I understand that.
But you should be able to see news stories,
just
a big ad.
That's it. When it takes up more room than my actual news stories, I think it's going too far. I think that's ridiculous.
They should just change the website address to ads.com.au.
Yeah,
pretty more accurate, wouldn't it?
It's getting to that point. I just want to read the news. That's all. I'm sorry to rant and rave.
You're a humble man looking for a humble solution. And that's all you ask for. It's simple, really. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And Crevo, if you're looking for a way to get involved in the show, I suppose, and you haven't done yet, the best thing to do is go follow us on Instagram at @thenovos_.
Sure.
Because you can send us stuff there that you maybe want us to chat about on the show.
That's right. You can send us videos, messages, voice memos even. You've recorded your kids saying something funny. Perfect. Something around Newcastle, whatever you want.
Exactly. All that kind of gear is obviously not only accepted but encouraged on the page.
Sure.
And up next, we are going to talk about a bit of a fan submission, I suppose, because Adonis has sent us a message on the Instagram with this video of a fishing trip that's gone absolutely tits up, I suppose. It's gone wrong in every single way, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, we'll chat more about it next. And if you've got a little fishing gone wrong story, keep that in your skyrocket ready to go.
Absolutely keep it handy. Keep 4967405 handy as well, because all show got night's tickets to give away. And like you said, up next, we'll be giving you a chance to get your hands on them. All the details to come. Do not go anywhere. That's all I'll say.
New FM. And you can get in touch with us anytime at @thenovos_ on Instagram. You can send us messages, voice memos, videos, whatever you want, like Adonis has, where he sent us this video of a family fishing trip. Not his family, I'm thinking, but it's a family out fishing, and somebody in the family has pulled in a little shark.
Yeah.
Now, this little shark is probably just as long as your arm, maybe 40 centimetres long.
But a little shark is still a big fish, isn't
it? Sure
is. It's still a great catch.
It's still a shark, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, the dad, pretty excited about the whole situation, decides he's going to pull it out of the water and hold it up for a photo.
Of course, yeah. Did you even catch a fish if you didn't take a photo with it?
Exactly. Wants to full Rex hunt it, maybe even give it a little kiss on the lips.
Of course.
Kissing them and throwing them back, right? Now, he goes to pick up the shark out of the water. It's still swimming in the water, still moving. Sharks always got to be moving. And then as he goes to pick it up, it swings its head around and fully bites off his pinky finger in one snap. Because sharks, famously, very sharp. Very sharp teeth.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that is their one weapon, isn't it?
Exactly.
Their big bite.
Yeah, exactly. So off comes a finger. There's chaos on the boat. The dad's going, oh, he's lost my finger. Now, the audio, not great. So we haven't played it on the show because it's all crackly and stuff, because there's like the camera's being almost dropped as this happens.
And there's a fair few profanities as well in the video.
That's right. So we've decided.
As it would be, only natural, right? Like sometimes I cuss when I like stub my pinky toe.
Yeah, exactly.
So when I lost my pinky finger, I can't imagine what's coming out.
Fuming, right? Yeah. Exactly. So this is what I thought we could do here. 4967-4105. Newcastle's fishing gone wrong stories. So maybe it's something to do with the boat. Maybe it's something to do with, like, the gear, that sort of thing.
Now, obviously, we're not expecting anyone to call up with an amputated finger, but
wouldn't have thought so.
I'm thinking along the lines of maybe, like, someone's gone for a cast and the hooks ended up not in the water. Perhaps, like, lodged into a body part or, you know, a friend or a family member or something like that.
End of the day, fishing is a dangerous game, especially when you're out on a boat. You know, it can be really serious, right? Things can go wrong with the boat, the navigation. I mean, all that's possible.
The other thing as well is, like, people who fish often, not always, but often, like to sit there and enjoy a few beers as well. It's quite a leisurely activity.
Didn't even think of that.
If you add a few beers into the mix, you get a little bit silly. You got these sharp hooks.
There's knives involved. Oh. There's all sorts of things. Fishing gone wrong stories from Newcastle and the Hunter. That's what we want here.
And of course, for trading your story on 4967-4105, we could, you know, take your pain and turn it into night tickets, which you want to go see, obviously.
Yeah.
Next Sunday, they're playing the Bunnies, the Rabbitohs, of course, McDonald Jones Stadium. I think it's like 2 o'clock kickoff in the Arvo or something like that. Beautiful. So you want to get involved and get tickets to this sold-out game, six in a row for the night.
They're gold reserve as well, so you're not sitting out the back, you know?
Nah, good seats, good seats. Of course, 4967-4105, that magic number. And what we want to hear, your fishing stories that have gone wrong.
Here at New FM, your fishing gone wrong stories is what we're after. This is because a friend of the show, Adonis, sent us a video of a man getting his pinky bitten off by a shark he was trying to get a photo with.
Yeah, trying to hold it up and obviously get one for the Instagram. It's gone awfully wrong. Now he's ended up with 9 digits instead of 10, essentially.
That's it.
So we are chasing your worst fishing stories on 4967-4105. And of course, for trading them, you can get yourself 2 tickets to the Knights this Sunday. They've won 6 in a row. They're going to make it 7 against the Bunnies.
Come on. All right, to Charlestown. Robbie, what's your fishing gone wrong story? What happened?
Well, it was my father. He was outside fishing and did the big cast, and somehow the hooks come back and hooked him through the cheek.
Oh, yuck, my God. That is so painful. You can tell, you know, last thing you want to catch is your own self.
Yeah, well, catching your cheek. And that there must have been like a knot in the line or something like that for to swing back that violently. You just don't have time to react, do you?
No, that's it. Doesn't matter how quick you are. Even Rocky wouldn't stand a chance. All right, to Maitland next. Hayden, what's your fishing gone wrong story? What happened?
Yeah, so me and my brother, we decided to go up to Boston for the weekend fishing. Uh-huh. And after a few cold ones, we thought we'd go to see if we could catch a couple of mud crabs.
Yep.
You just cut out there, mate. What happened?
He stuck his hand down the mud crab hole sitting on the ground, and as he pulled his hand out, the mud crabs come out and grabbed onto the family jewels.
No. Well, so was he like lying on the ground or something like that to get his hand in?
No, he was sitting on the ground with his hand down the crab hole.
No.
And as he pulled his hand out, the mud crabs come out and grabbed hold of the family too.
Now, Hayden, have you ever had any issues when you've stuck your hand down a hole?
No, I'm not stupid enough to sit on the ground and do it.
Yeah, you sound a lot smarter.
A few beverages would do that. The worst thing as well is with like crabs like that, especially the big mud crabs,
yeah,
you've just got to let them let go. You can't pull them off. You can't.
Unprisable. Did he have to have the
medical attention?
Yeah,
after
what
that?
Happened?
Yeah, well, you know how when crabs get into stress, they lose their claws?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, well, the crab's claw fell off while it was still attached to the family jewels.
Oh my God. And how did the claw taste?
Oh, I didn't try. We ended up rushing him up to the hospital and he had to sit there for an hour and a half waiting to sit in there.
Wait, so he's in the surgery with the claw hanging off it?
Yeah, he wouldn't let anyone touch it.
Oh, my God. What an embarrassing story. That like, you're sitting in there in the emergency room. You're like, what's gone wrong? You just point.
There's a claw hanging down off your jewels. That's unbelievable. Wow.
Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
So, Stephen, Friday night, I went to a new restaurant in Mayfield. It's called Roy's at 45.
Okay, so, I wouldn't even be able to guess what kind of cuisine they do.
It's like sort of Spanish tapas style sort of situation.
Right, okay.
Which is really cool because this guy, Roy, he's been like chefing around for a few years now. He's done like a burger shop and stuff like that was really good and kind of like takes over like pop-up spaces and that kind of thing.
Right, okay.
But this time he's gotten it used to be a tapas restaurant years ago called Barrio, really good, and the space has just been vacant till now. Now he's taken it over and, it was very good.
So give it another lease on life, hey?
Yeah, really awesome. Like, he cooks right there in front of you.
Oh,
it's
really?
All happening right there.
So not a big venue,
no,
then?
No, it's a small space. There's really good. They got the local Shout Brewery on tap. Like, it's really good. If you're looking for a cheeky date night or take your friends or whatever, lovely, lovely food.
Oh, very interesting.
Highly recommended. Not too expensive either.
And it's interesting you've mentioned tapas as well because Siobhan and I went for some on Friday for, of course, her first weekend in Newcastle.
Oh, so lovely.
I'll give you a lowdown of how all that went and run you through the events, play by play, if you will, for Siobhan's first weekend here in Newey. Because we had a really busy but fun weekend.
Excellent.
I'd say.
All that to come up next here on New FM.
And Creva, of course, Siobhan's first weekend in Newcastle just gone. So, like, she flew into Eastern, you know, into New South Wales, I suppose, last week. But we spent majority of that weekend in Sydney.
Yeah.
So I got it from the Sydney airport. We stayed there, did a few things, you know, bits and bobs down there. So this has been her first weekend in Newcastle. So thought we'd have to treat her a little bit.
Of course.
And show her what Newcastle has to offer.
You're a proper boyfriend, not some deadbeat who doesn't take care of, you know, his girlfriend.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Anyway, of course, I thought, you know, we've got to show her what Newcastle's got to offer because there is so much.
Oh.
So it's funny that you said you went and had some tapas on Friday night because me and Siobhan also had some tapas.
Get out.
We went to Bacardos, which is like that Spanish kitchen on King Street
there.
That
is lovely.
Yeah, gorgeous. And nice little, like, intimate venue as well. Like, as much as the food's nice, the whole dining experience and venue's also very nice. So
it's romantic.
It is, yeah, yeah. So we enjoyed ourselves there, and we went and did... I love when restaurants offer this, because it means I don't have to read the menu. But basically, it was like you pay a set price, and you go on like a culinary journey almost,
like this eating adventure. Nice.
So you get like, we must have had 7 or 8 courses, real little portions.
Yeah.
But you get to try a little bit of everything.
Like tasting menu.
Exactly. And because we've never been there before, you get to try all the classics, you know. Like, of course, they had the garlic prawns, they had paella, they had, of course, churros, you know, being a Spanish restaurant. So we went and we tried all this, rolled out the restaurant essentially. It was so full. But had a great, a lovely time together. Nice, that was Friday night.
Yeah.
Couldn't go too wild Friday because, of course, I was playing footy on Saturday. So
sure.
She came and watched the mighty Cardiff Hawks play.
Now, that would have been a highlight for her, yeah?
Probably the highlight of her weekend, I would imagine.
Did you kick any goals or do any good big moves?
The less questions we ask about the footy match, the better, probably, for everyone.
Just so we'll move on. She watched the mighty Cardiff Hawks play. You're a star.
That's what I'll say.
That's what I heard. Anyway, that's all that matters.
From there, we went to Wheeler Place to go watch the Tillies play in their quarter final, of course. Now, I've been to every game at Wheeler Place so far, all the Tillies games anyway.
Yeah.
And, like, so far, up until this point, I've rocked up 5 minutes before kickoff, got a seat, no dramas. So I thought I'd do the same on Saturday. Foolish. Packed. Oh, my God, the atmosphere, unreal. Must have been 3 times as many people as the Denmark game. Yeah, it was so full. It was, I reckon, almost as, if not busier, than when the Australian men, the Socceroos, played Argentina in that round of 32 clash earlier this year for the World Cup.
Okay, so it was busy.
Busy, 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 which was great. So we soaked up all that atmosphere. And from there, we went in a little bar section at Wheeler Place, had a few drinks and thought, you know what? We're on a high. The Tillies had just won. Let's head out.
Kick-ons.
Yeah, kicked on. So we went to Dell and then to the Exchange for a bit of a boogie. And, of course, wrapped up Saturday night with, I mean, you know where we got to go, Cappadocia. One of the great Newcastle sights. You literally
just ticked off every single gem, pearly gem of Newcastle right there.
Oh, but wait, there's more. No. Like a steak knife salesman on Sunday wrapped up the weekend by going to McDonald Jones Stadium and watching the mighty Knights rain victorious against the Bulldogs.
I'm going to say this. Hearing all that, Siobhan is now officially a Novocastrian.
She's done it all, hasn't she? She's ticked off all the boxes.
There's nothing else to do. She can go home now.
No, we don't want her to do that.
No. She wanted to stay here. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
And Crevo, currently the country is in sport fever. I mean, it's everywhere. Yeah. And probably spearheaded by, of course, the Women's FIFA World Cup.
Which is very exciting. A lot of people are really, really, I guess, feeling different about women's sport, which is great.
And absolutely. And it is so fun that, you know, let's be real. The fact that the Matildas are doing so well has only amplified the excitement probably tenfold.
Sure.
Right? Like, people are probably still excited and going to games at this, like, pointy end of the tournament, even if the Tillies aren't there. But the fact that they are makes every game so exciting because we're watching thinking, who are we going to verse? Every game basically affects us from here on out.
Absolutely.
Very exciting. But unfortunately, I mean, you know as to why, that while we have this spectacle in our own backyard, Newcastle missed out on any games for the Women's World Cup.
That's right.
We didn't get to see any, which was, I think, very, very unfortunate. A missed opportunity.
You get Sir Paul McCartney. That's fine. But where's the Matilda's game?
Well, exactly. And, you know, I think it is disappointing that we've missed out on a sporting spectacle like this. I think that an opportunity to get another one in the near future is right in front of our eyes, Crevo, because obviously there's been lots of public chat about the 2026 Commonwealth Games. So only in a couple of years' time. Now, obviously, Victoria put their hand up for that.
Yeah.
And Dan Andrews, in his wonky fashion, has decided that he doesn't want to host it anymore.
It's like he's not seeing straight. I do not understand why he's decided to pull the pin on this. Hey, what an idiot.
Yeah, what a fool idiot. So basically, he's stated financial problems as the main reason they've pulled out. So they quoted him at like $2 billion to run it. He reckons it's going to cost $7 billion or something like that. So,
probably not true.
I don't know. Anyway, so he's pulled out, which means, of course, that the 2026 Com Games do not have a home at the moment. Now, at the moment, Gold Coast pushing hard to try and get their stake, try and get the Commonwealth
we'll
Games
do it, there. That sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, putting their hands up. And they've been backed by Australia's richest person, Gina Rinehart. So Gina Rinehart's putting her hand up and going, I'll put a bit of money in there as well, try and help it save the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, pass the hat around. But, hey, Gina, put a pineapple in, would ya?
But what? Yeah, well, a bit more than a pineapple, I think. But what's confusing me about this Gold Coast bid is that they're looking at going into a joint bid with Perth. Now,
that makes no sense at all.
Not close at all. In fact, there'd be so much travel for the poor athletes, and like all the infrastructure would be so far away. And
what, are you going to have a fast train between the two villages? I wouldn't have thought so.
I wouldn't think so either.
Not
so,
that time frame.
What I'm thinking
is,
I reckon maybe if, you know, New Charlie Nelms is listening, and of course, Jean Reinhart's putting her money in.
Good morning, New Charlie.
We say, you know what, if Jean Reinhart's paying for it, scrap Perth. We don't need to go to Perth.
That's too far away. Yeah.
You know what's just down the road? Beautiful Newcastle.
That's it.
Let's put our hand up and co-host with the Gold Coast, I reckon.
That's actually a good idea.
Because obviously, logistically, so much closer. Geographically, so much closer.
Heaps closer.
And you could use it as like an excuse to improve the like the motorways on the way up to the Gold Coast.
They love a road project to, you know, people in government.
Oh,
well,
employ people, you know, help the economy. And I think if Jean Reinhart's putting her hand up, more than happy to take her money.
Same.
Let's take
it. For the improvement of this city, we'll take the money.
So I think in lieu of us getting no games for the Women's World Cup, let's put our hand up. Let's show, you know, the country and the world alike that Newcastle deserves to hold events like this, that we deserve to have them in our backyard. And let's try and throw our name in the hat and go, we'll put in a co-host bid and we'll do it together with the Gold Coast. And let's get some of these athletes in Newcastle, doing what they do best.
Make it happen, New Italy. It's all we're saying. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, so Stephen, I've done my back.
Oh, no, yeah, you've been limping around in the studio. Yeah. You've been trying to do your stretches during song breaks and all kinds.
All that sort of stuff. And it was so ridiculous as well. I was just putting down like a basket or something the wrong way, and that's it. Like, I carry heavy stuff all the time. It's no problem because you're always concentrating. Lift the right way, you know?
Yeah, well, it always can be something so inconspicuous like that. But you know what it is, Crevo?
What is it?
You're getting old.
Oh, don't say that.
You're getting old. I'm sorry, Crevo.
Don't say the O word on me. That's just a bit naughty, isn't it?
I know it is a little bit taboo and it is a little bit...
The big O.
Yeah, the big O. You are, I think, Crevo, you're just getting a little bit old.
Oh,
that's what it is.
Don't say that.
Oh, that's an old man injury, that is. Doing your back while putting the basket down. Yeah. That's an old man injury.
No, as I say it, I realise it. Oh, it's terrible.
That's all right. You're only as young as you feel,
I suppose.
That's true. So try and keep your youth for as long as you can.
I'm grasping at straws.
Anyway, up next, we are going to do a bit of a social debate. We're going to get Jess involved from the newsroom as well, because we're talking about basically gender-exclusive venues.
Yeah.
There's a gentleman who's trying to get, like, an exemption.
Okay.
From all the discrimination laws. We'll chat about kind of, get a temperature check from Newcastle on the other
side. What people think about it and, you know, whether this is all right.
And, Crevo, we're going to bring Jess from the newsroom in, of course, to have a chat about this one. Because there's been a bit of discourse on the internet over the last week or so. Basically, two barbershops in the last, must have been 7 days.
Mm.
Both under fire. One in Adelaide, one in Sydney, I believe.
South, just down the M1, yeah.
Yeah, just down the M1. For basically under fire for being male only, basically labelling themselves as male only in terms of customers. Mm. And that means even if, like, mum takes the son in for a cut, mum's not allowed to wait inside.
She's got to wait outside.
Got to wait outside. It's a male only barbershop.
They at least have a courtesy bench or...
Oh, maybe outside. I don't know.
I'm not allowed inside.
Well, what, Jess, we'll get you in here. What are your initial thoughts on this? You're giggling in the background. I'll get you in for your opinion.
That's so rude. Like, if your mum with a kid in there, just don't shovel her outside. Like, that just seems a bit rude.
Maybe that is a bit far.
That's a bit far.
I don't know, but I get it's labelled as a male-only barbershop. Just don't go there if you don't want to go in. Or if you're not allowed to go in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. As a female, I probably wouldn't go in or make a fuss or be like, oh, okay, whatever, have your place then.
Well, yeah. Do you feel like there should be, are there like female only like haircut spots, salons and stuff?
I don't know. I'm not really for this. I'm like, it doesn't really.
Feels off to you.
It just, I don't really care enough.
Well, if we were to like pivot the argument a little bit,
yeah,
and move it towards something that you are passionate about, Jess, obviously you're an avid gym goer.
Mm.
Do you feel like there'd be merit in having like female only and male only gyms?
Oh, I think there is merit in that because people do get a little bit self-conscious and it can be quite a confronting environment. So in that case, I feel like having a female-only gym as an option is probably a good thing. I personally don't mind, but a lot of people would probably find a lot of great benefit in that.
Because I've seen I don't know if I've seen it in Newcastle. I'm not sure where I've seen
there
it.
Are
there's
a couple.
One called like Fernwood Fitness. It's like a pink sign on it.
That's in Sydney, I think.
Right.
There used to be one in Maitland.
Okay. But, I mean, I think that's women's only. I'm just looking online now. It says it's the best women's only gym. So I'm guessing if you're a guy, you can't go in there.
And it's probably good. Like, gym is a good example because, like, famously, sometimes women feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Especially, like, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes some men can be a little bit creepy at the gym.
Definitely.
It's just, and obviously it's a small portion, ruining it for everyone else.
Sure.
But if if that's the step you got to take to make sure everyone feels safe, making sure that you have one for men, one for female, maybe there is benefit in that.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation because it also can be a slippery slope. If you start sort of banning men or women from certain venues, where does that stop?
Exactly.
That is true. Very slippery slope. And maybe you'd have to really consider the venues you could do this in, like where safety is a priority.
Possibly.
I don't know, when safety comes first, maybe you can get away with it, but otherwise, like a barbershop, there's no real safety in there, is it? I don't know. Because I was thinking, it's nice for men to have a place, a sanctuary to go and, to escape, if you will.
Yeah, well, men have a hard time, don't they?
Oh, but that used to be the pub until not that long ago, really, like in living memory, where women weren't allowed in pubs, and obviously that wasn't right, so.
Yeah, I feel like, though, when it comes to, like, a barber, like, I just assume I wouldn't go to a barber because I'm like, oh, well, that's doing men's cuts. I don't really want that, so I'll go elsewhere,
It's pretty much implied that most barbershops are male-only anyway.
Mm.
I don't know. It's such a slippery slope.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is the question we want to know here. Right or wrong to have these bloke-only, spaces, really? And is this a slippery slope? Is this something we should be worried about? 4967-4105.
Yeah, that's it. We'll just get a bit of a temperature check right across the Hunter. Whether we think there is merit in having these, I guess, gender-exclusive venues.
Mm.
And for giving us your opinion on what is, like you said, quite a delicate subject, you can get yourself off to see the Knights. They've won 6 in a row. They're going to win 7 on Sunday. I know they will.
Against the Bunnies. You can feel it in your bones.
McDonald Jones Stadium. It's already a sold-out game, so you want to get these tickets. 4967-4105. Is it right or wrong to have these gender-exclusive venues? Well, I guess break it all down and have a chat on the other side of this.
New FM.
And, Cravo, we're talking gender-exclusive venues, I suppose. Basically, two barbershops in Australia in the last week or so got themselves in some hot water because, basically, they've gone, you know what? We're men only. No women allowed in the premises. And that includes, I think there was an example of one in Adelaide where a gentleman came with his girlfriend. They're like, she has to wait outside. Another example in Sydney, a mum was trying to take a teenage boy to get a haircut.
Sure.
Wasn't allowed in.
See,
you
this
can
is
drop
wild.
Him at the door, you're not allowed in.
What if they need to read the electricity meter? Nah, send a different meter reader. All that's possible.
Well, I don't know. So basically they've decided that this is a men's only space and they're trying to really dig their heel in and they're trying to get exemptions from, the discrimination laws and all that sort of stuff. And I don't know, it got us thinking, is there any merit for these gender exclusive venues? We've seen it before in the past a little bit with gyms.
Yeah.
And that's kind of worked well in terms of safety, I suppose. But barbershops are a completely different argument.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. I don't know. It could be a slippery slope. They're throwing it out there. 4967-4105.
And of course, give us a call on that number. Like Revo said, you could be off to see the Knights. We've got tickets all day to give away to go see them take on the Bunnies Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium. So you want to get your hands on those tickets. 4967-4105. Let's first go to Caleb Beach, where we meet Maddie. Good morning, Maddie. What are your thoughts on this?
morning. I think that because society's very much going the other way, like where everything has to be inclusive, that by, like, they're just going to isolate themselves from a whole different client base. Like, they can do it if they want, but I think it's a bad idea because we have, like, I'm a teacher and I have girls at school that go to barbershops to get male haircuts because the barbers know how to do them better, so I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, so it's like you're digging your own grave type situation.
And it's a very interesting point because it is like the new wave of gender identity means you don't have to, if you're a girl, wear pink and have long hair anymore.
No,
you
not
can
at all.
Get yourself a little skin fade and, you know, like it is, the world is your oyster.
That's it.
And maybe, you know, if you are someone who wants to get a haircut like that as a female, you'd want to go to the people who've been doing it for years.
That's
experts in that. You'd want to go to a barber probably.
So, yeah, Maddie's saying basically pretty dumb. They can do it, but what idiots?
Yeah, shooting themselves in the foot. All right, well, let's next go to Singleton where we meet Todd. Good morning, Todd. What are your thoughts on this?
How are you, guys?
Yeah, we could, mate. Good. What are your thoughts on this male-only barbershop?
Oh, definitely. A bit ridiculous in this day and age, mate. You know, that's how we all learn to get on and accept each other. Send the girls in with the boys and the boys in with the men, and if you like the haircut at the end, mate, who cares? And if mum wants to sit in there with the kids, well and good.
Yeah, that's, you know what, that sounds so sensible, and I feel like they just need Todd on, like, in their meetings, you know? So, and this is what you should be doing.
Forget the bar test. It needs to, you know, the pub test. It needs to pass the Todd test.
If Todd from Singleton.
It's
all
right, yeah. It's on. If Todd says it's silly, get it out. Of it.
Simple as that.
UFM. The Novos. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
And Jess, while we got you there, I set you some homework over the weekend.
Did you?
Well, I did, to watch the Tillys game, because it went earlier.
Oh, I did!
You did watch it?
I did!
Yes! Because I knew that there was, you know, a bit of conflict in terms of start times, because obviously you're the earliest, you're the first in the building every morning, so the late games were too late for you to watch.
Yes.
But this one was like 5 o'clock Saturday arvo, perfect time. Sat down and enjoyed it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Wasn't expecting 3 hours, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, it went for a lot longer than I was expecting as well. Almost did creep into bedtime territory then, I suppose, Jess, hey?
Almost.
What time? Because what time did it finish?
Like 8 o'clock or something.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
That's late for you.
Yeah.
But I did it. I stayed up.
No, that's good.
Well, I'm very proud of you.
Me too.
Unfortunately, though, I mean, like, Wednesday night's game's going to be late as well.
Oh,
they're semi-final. If they do make the final as well, have you seen the time for that, Jess?
No.
The final. The big final. 8 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh.
8 o'clock on a Sunday.
Why?
Prime time.
Not prime time.
No, it's on a Sunday.
The third place playoff is like Saturday, 6 p.m. That is prime time.
Literally.
That is the perfect time to get it going.
I think it's fine. You guys are just whinging. I mean,
says the guy who's not going to watch it.
You never know. I might.
Okay, your homework then. You guys
sorry, I couldn't hear you. Just fading out there, Jess. Oh, the song's playing. Oh, sorry about that. New FM.
And of course, up next, we'll get What's the Goss with producer Scott. What have we got on the way, sir?
Bit of social media chat happening today, gents. There is a new, well, not a new king of Instagram, but the king of Instagram has even more followers now with a milestone. Plus, a tweet's been sent out by a celebrity and his fans are not happy. Let's talk about it next.
Okay.
All
that to come.
Are we still calling? Oh, no. All that to come. Oh,
Hang tight. Now, though, you, of course, you've been in the Charlestown Castle, your new property, after moving up, from the Merriweather Share House. How long have you been in the castle for?
I don't know. Probably, like, maybe close to a month now.
Now, during that time, question for you, have you got a flag for the castle yet? For the turret?
No, we have not. So, we don't need a flag.
My big idea is you should have a flag for the Charlestown Castle.
Right, a special flag.
Yeah, to sit up the top. Because what's a castle without a flag?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one?
I don't think I have.
Correct. There has never been a castle without a flag until now.
We don't have a flagpole or anything, though.
That can be arranged.
Okay.
First, we've got to sort out the flag. So, I've come up with some ideas what the flag could be so that you can have a chat perhaps with Siobhan and your housemate and, you know, sort this out. Pick one of these.
Right, okay.
Maybe we'll even let the people of Newcastle decide. I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet.
How many suggestions have you got for me?
Just a number. We'll work through that, okay?
Okay.
First one, your haircut is famous, right? The mullet style done by yourself. So I'm just thinking like a silhouette of your head, like a silhouette, perhaps on a nice rosy red background, like the new FM red, and then there's a silhouette of the mullet. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, probably not going to get that over the line okay, with Siobhan or with Nick.
Okay, that's a no. All right. Well, how about this one? I'm thinking also this would be just like more of a text on background type flag in Latin. May the Tillies win, and thanks to Siobhan from coming from Perth.
That could go.
Oh, that's a possibility.
That is a possibility.
All right, can't the Tillies. All right, here we go. Next one. I'm thinking for the colour scheme, a rich mustard yellow, and then an eagle holding a shield, and on that shield, a tiny beer and a soccer ball with Siobhan's face on it. What are your thoughts?
Well, can we change the eagle to a hawk for the Cardiff Hawks?
Absolutely, that's allowable.
Yeah, okay, well, maybe that could...
Another possibility.
That is another possibility,
all right,
then.
Excellent. And if you're an artist, by the way, and thinking I could mock these up, please get in touch at @thenovos_ on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. The next one is kind of a coat of arms type situation.
Yeah.
Right? Do you have a coat of arms for yourself?
No, I don't.
Okay, so this is a possibility, right? It'd be a coat of arms, a bloke holding a Rogers Corner take away in one hand and a vodka cruiser in the other. What are your thoughts?
Again, it would be hard to go over the line. Okay. If I was the sole chooser, the sole decision maker of this,
yeah,
it'd be yes. But right, unfortunately, there's other parties at play.
Are they going to say no to that?
They're going to say no.
Okay, that's a no to that one. All right, this is the next one. Thoughts on this, right? Essentially, the Newcastle Jets logo with the Latin under it, in Latin, stretcher bearers for the Jets are the backbone of the team.
Yeah, that's a yes.
That's a yes as well.
Yeah, that's
fantastic.
A yes.
All right, so we've got three solid suggestions here that are approved by you, first of all.
Yeah.
What we think we should do, if we can, is try and mock them up, and then we'll try and figure out which is the best one and get a flag put up.
Oh, I don't want to put a flag. Maybe for a little bit. We can give it a trial run and see how it goes.
I'm taking that as a win, all right? I'm taking that as a win.
Reluctant win.
The Novos. What's the goss?
New FM. All right, producer Scott, it's all about the socials today, is that right?
It is all about the socials, gents. Let's start off on a good note. Instagram, the most followed person in the world on Instagram is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, of course, the GOAT.
The GOAT. The GOAT. He's most followed person. The most followed Instagram account in general is Instagram.
Right,
is their
okay
account.
Okay, sure.
They have 600 and something million followers. Cristiano Ronaldo has just tipped over 600 million followers himself. He's the most followed person in the world. It's outstanding stuff.
If for some reason you don't know who he is, he's a soccer player.
He does higher. He does soccer.
Yeah, he does. Is the Instagram situation a whole, like, you have to follow them?
It's probably automatic or something.
Yeah. Is that why they have so many? Because I've never looked at once to follow Instagram, I don't think.
No, neither have I. I know I don't follow Instagram as an account, but again, I guess that's where people post and they Instagram account posts. They got updates, they got new stuff they want to promote, how you can better your stories, I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, okay. So, you never know, though. Give it another 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Cristiano Ronaldo could surpass Instagram themselves.
Look, it's funny that you say he's a footballer. Like, he is a footballer, obviously, but I don't know. Do you reckon that takes a bit of a backseat when you think of everything else that he does?
Nah, well, everything else is due to his football career, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know.
What else does he do?
Oh, well, he
kicks a ball about.
He models, he's got contracts with every sporting club under the sun, he's got perfumes, aftershaves, everything you could want.
All because he kicks a ball about.
Correct.
And he's got he doesn't do any of that. He's got a team that does all that. Perfumes.
He's not in a lab, like, mixing, this needs a bit more paper bark in it. No, I don't think so.
I reckon he would. Oh. Cristiano would be the bloke.
No, he wouldn't.
And I think, like, Cristiano Ronaldo has a good physique, but I think, like...
Yours is better?
No, obviously. Not at all. But obviously, he's got a good physique because he's an athlete. But beyond that, I don't think, like, he's the best-looking bloke. He's an alright-looking guy, but without the football, I don't think he's got, like, a modelling career.
I reckon Steven's up for a challenge against Cristiano, see who's better-looking. I reckon Steven's wanting to take him on.
Side by side on Instagram. Done.
I'm better at soccer as well, so it doesn't matter. Where's my followers?
That's a big call. Also making social news today, gents, Lionel Richie has outraged a whole heap of fans because he cancelled his concert 1 hour after it started.
Oh, no.
Everybody was piled in. It was at Madison Square Garden over in the US on Saturday night, and then he tweeted and just said, "I'm so sorry, severe weather conditions, I can't fly in. It's been rescheduled from a Saturday night to a Monday night. And all the New Yorkers went, why do you think we're just free on a Monday night? It's a work night. It's a school night.
That is absurd. You'd be fuming.
Severe weather conditions is not good enough either. So I remember, I think it was...
Get in a car.
Was it that Sydney concert? Or maybe one of them, that Kid Laroi, cancelled last minute when he was in Australia. I think it might have been the Sydney one. Similar situation. Everyone was in the building. Everyone was there.
That's rough.
But he was like, gave himself every last minute to get good and was just unhealthy.
Right, really crook. That's reasonable.
Whereas just like, oh, I couldn't be bothered getting into New York any earlier. Not good enough.
No, the other weird thing about it is just funny, I guess, is guess who the support act was?
Who?
They were deterred and deferred due to weather conditions, and the support act was Earth, Wind and Fire.
It's great, isn't it?
Oh, that's awful. That'll do you, Scott.
Yeah, your comedy run is done right there. UFM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And Cremo, of course, on Saturday went to Wheeler Place to go watch the Tillies play.
Sure.
Got up, they won their semi-final against France, which moves them on to the semi-final. All exciting, but while I was at Wheeler Place, I witnessed one of the great universal comedies, right? Basically, there was a group of three blokes in front of us.
Yeah.
I was sitting there having a few beers, enjoying the game, of course, because there was like a little licensed area fenced off with some fencing.
Yeah.
So they were sitting in there, as were we, enjoying some drinks. Anyway, one of the blokes got up and said, all right, I'll get the next round. Went off to the bar. Clearly, the glue guy of the three. Basically, obviously, the two other blokes were his friend, but not friends themselves.
Right, right. So they didn't know each other.
They didn't really know each other that well. So they kind of, the two blokes sat there in silence for maybe, it felt like an eternity. It was probably only 10, 15 seconds. And then one of them just said to the other, so what kind of music you like? And I just lost it. I thought, how funny is that? Clearly, they're just not mates at all. Just are there to be with their other friend.
Who went to get the beers.
Who went to go get the beers, have left them in their own company, and they've absolutely fallen apart.
Nothing.
We've all been there.
Yeah, just folding like a wet paper towel. Absolutely nothing to say. Music? What are you guys, dating?
Yeah, that's it. It's like the early stage of a relationship. No good. Anyway, I had a laugh.
Exactly. And, of course, you'll be back to watch that next game, hey?
Yeah, I'll definitely be watching it. I'll be cheering on the Tillies.
And there's this new product out called Hard Solo, and it's essentially Solo, but it's got alcohol in it, and it looks, the can, it comes in the same Solo cans, so they've got a bit of black marker around them, basically. That's the only difference between them and a regular can of Solo. And there's a lot of people who are sort of, I guess, quite upset that they look so similar, because the concern is it's going to encourage young people to start drinking earlier.
You reckon? Going to encourage young people?
I just think it's another...
They're already looking for an excuse to have a beer.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, a beer tastes so different. And this Solo apparently tastes exactly the same. It looks so similar. And around 1 in 5 Australians aged 14 or older drink at levels that put them at risk of alcohol-related harm over their lifetime. Over the age of 14. Seems young to be getting into harm's way.
It is,
unnecessarily.
I guess, but at some point you've got to take responsibility for yourself and for your own kids, you know? Like, if you are worried about the kids going into the fridge and saying, oh, Solo, I like that drink, maybe I'll drink it, and, you know, unknown to them, it is alcoholic, then you've got to put that somewhere where the kids don't have access to.
Or talk
to your kids about it, and talk to your kids about the danger of alcohol. You can't let the Karens get in the way of this, because you and I have both spoken off-air.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact Solo's your favourite soft drink.
It is.
It's mine as well. This excites me. The idea of this excites me. I can't let these people get in the way of what's going to be clearly a very good thing.
I actually, though, think that alcohol should taste different. I think it shouldn't. I think they should taste exactly the same. And that's, I think, the problem. And if we can, I don't know if it's possible, we'd like to bring in producer Scott, because I know he's tried one for a fact. Because over the weekend, he sent into the group chat a picture of it, and it's open. So I'm guessing he's tried it.
Oh, indulged on the weekend, you reckon?
Yeah. And he's dealing with the phones at the moment, so we might wait a minute to bring him in. But, yeah, this whole situation is, the problem is, I think it's going to get younger people into drinking earlier. And I don't know, I think I'm against that.
Well, in regards to the taste, yeah. You actually can get involved with the show, of course, on 4967 4105, or also on our Instagram page, at the Novos _. At the moment, we've got a poll up there, and someone's commented on that, Nathan. He said, I've had some. It's better tasting than the normal one, and it's less sweet at the end of the mouthful, so different aftertaste. Could drink way too many at one time.
So that's what I'm talking about. No, but he's saying could drink too many. I think kids can get into drinking too early based on this. Now, producer Scott, what are your thoughts on this? What's the taste like?
Gents, it's bang on solo. It tastes a little bit more bitter than a normal solo can, but yes, I only had one or two because they could be very irresponsibly drunk. As always, drink responsibly, but yes, it is, the temptation is there.
Ridiculous. Teach your kids about the danger of alcohol. That's what the problem is here. If you're worried about your kids drinking too many of them, tell them alcohol's bad, makes you do silly things. That's what we were told as kids. I used to fear alcohol so much as a kid. You thought like it was a hard drug, you know? Like you were like, one sip could kill you. That's how your parents teach you as a kid.
I just think it's, you know what? They've got the technology. Just make a different can. Or a different lemon drink, you know, if they're going to make it alcoholic.
Yeah, I guess, though, like, that is a business decision because Solo is already such a well-established brand. You're piggybacking off all the hard work you've already done. You shouldn't have to start from scratch when you've already, you know, done this one time around.
4967 4105. Is this right or wrong to have it look so similar and essentially, you know,
Tastes the same as well.
We'd like to get your thoughts on the NX.
Yeah, and of course, for giving us your thoughts, you could be off to see the Knights. Maybe you'd enjoy a few, you know, hard solos there. Of course, they're playing the Rabbitohs on Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium. They've won six in a row. It's going to be seven.
Yeah, you and I are not parents yet, so we'd like to hear potentially from some parents about this as well. New FM. But we are discussing hard solo here. Basically, it's an alcoholic version of solo. Looks the same. Tastes the same, slightly different can. But
yeah, but people are complaining. The Karens are out in force, essentially, saying that it's no good, that it's promoting drinking young. I don't know, that it's too dangerous to have it in the fridge and at home, etc. I think that, like, at some point, you do have to take responsibility yourself. And you've got to, you know, put your hand up and go, well, if I've got kids in the house, I've either got to keep it away from them, I've got to teach them about the dangers of alcohol. That's my opinion.
I don't know. I just think that it actually encourages young people to drink. That's my concern. Unnecessary.
Well, of course, you can get involved in the show. Give us a call, 4967 4105, or you can head to our Instagram at the Novos _. There's a poll going on there at the moment. Some discourse, people talking about who have actually tried it. You know, how dangerous it is, how much it tastes like actual solo. So get involved in the show there. Or, like I said, of course, 4967 4105, where we're giving away tickets to go see the Knights for best callers on air.
Tammy from Rutherford, what are your thoughts on this?
Good morning, guys.
Morning. What do you think about this hard solo?
Okay, well, I'm not a fan of solo myself, but my son had some given to him for his present, and he got us all to try it. I actually enjoyed it.
Oh, okay.
You just like the drink.
Yeah, it didn't just have that strong taste like the normal solo does.
Yeah, right. So it tastes a bit different, you reckon?
It was just didn't have that stronger taste, and I didn't mind it at all.
And do you think that makes them easier to go down? You can drink them quicker?
It was nicer. Yeah, it probably would be, yeah. And as for being accessible for kids, kids aren't buying them from a bottle, though, are they?
No,
they're
exactly.
Not sold at a supermarket. You've got to buy them from a bottle shop.
Okay, all right.
I agree.
One for Team Stephen here at this point.
All right, let's go next to Curry, where we find Kelly. Good morning, Kelly. What are your thoughts on this hard solo?
I'm fine with it.
Yep, all for it.
Yep, all for it. I mean, there's so many other drinks out there that, in my opinion, promote, you know, target younger age groups. All the flavoured Bilsons, you know, you've got so many different flavours now that, you know, strawberries and cream, cotton candy, you know, they're all the same flavours as the vapes the kids have these days, you know. I just think you take responsibility.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Another one for Team Stephen here. It's an absolute whitewash at this point. To Thornton next. Dom, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's a good drink.
Okay, have you tried it yourself?
Yeah, well, I work in a bottle shop as well.
So you'd be getting them before everyone else, of course.
Yep.
Exclusive. You've got the drop before anyone. Now, what do you thought? So do you reckon it encourages young people drinking, or do you reckon this is just imagined?
Well, not so much, because, well, you've got to be 18 to buy it.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Now, do you have, by any chance, kids yourself, Dom?
Yes.
Okay, so are you worried about it being in the fridge at home, they might get their hands on it, or you just had the discussion with them, this is mum's drink, you're not allowed to touch?
Well, we've got a, like, bottle, a bar fridge, so to speak, in the shed, so they know they're not allowed to go to that fridge.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah.
So it's all the responsibility of this parent to keep it away from them.
Okay, fair enough.
There you go.
Well, that's, I guess, the temperature check done and dusted for Newcastle. Everyone's saying it's fine.
And you wouldn't find more of an expert than someone who works in a bottle shop and is a mum.
Yeah, that's
on this
right.
debate.
Exactly.
That qualifies you more than anything else to weigh in, I think.
Absolute winner. Well, that's us done for today, which is, you know, it's been good.
Before we go, though, I reckon I want to send Dom off to the Knights.
Oh, so brilliant.
Yeah, we'll send Dom off with two tickets to go see the Knights, taking on the Bunnies, of course. The game's on Sunday afternoon. So two tickets go reserved for you, Dom.
Awesome, thank you.
You're very welcome. Enjoy. It's going to be a great game, I believe.
It's already sold out, I think. So, hottest tickets in town, and of course...
We've got them here.
Only for local winners. We'll be back tomorrow with more tickets to give away as well, so you don't want to miss it.
See you then. Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.